Man. I'm Bruce Wayne. Dude. I'm a fucking Bruce Wayne. Motherfucker, yeah. I'm a fucking Bruce Wayne. The fuck? The fuck you think this is? Motherfucker got a batarang, motherfucker.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's the Real Ass Podcast. We're live. It's Wednesday, June 7th.
June 7th.
Hell yeah, doggies. I'm the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the king of things, the ultimate minority, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Good morning, pal. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, my friend. Happy hump day. Happy thump day. Happy bump day. What's up, Figgies?
What's up, baby daddy?
Yeah, yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe of podcasting.
I like your real ass podcast shirt. Where'd you get that, you fucking thief? You didn't pay for it,
What are you talking about? I got it at Gas Digital merch.
That's not the fucking website.
I got it at eBay. Somebody sold it to me on eBay.
Where's he getting our merch? She's stealing my shit, dude. That was a limited edition t-shirt that was only available for 1 month period. You did not buy that 2 years ago, you lying piece of shit.
Dude,
the Hulk Hogan colors.
I'm telling you, I got it, and you know what? The material's all right. Yeah.
It's okay. Fig shows up sweaty from whatever thing he was doing, like being on stage or like thinking. And then he's like, I need a shirt. And he either needs a shirt or a hat at any point when he walks through the door.
Two incredible guests, as always, from the Thing Is podcast, right here on the Gas Digital Network. Mike Figgs is back on the show.
Fastest rising podcast here at Gas Digital.
It is. They changed the fucking game. Figgs came in. Shannon should be fucking bending the knee to Figgs, because that podcast was on the chopping
block.
On
your knees, Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon.
How is Young Guns doing?
Wow!
Hey, that's not nice, Shannon! Now okay, Robbie's in a lot of therapy because of that. Shanny can't just make fun of the shit.
Death Damn. Comedy Jam called
Shanny.
It's a combination of us together.
Yeah, you really did leave Young Guns for old bazookas.
Zach Abigo. And from the Men Are Talking podcast, Anthony Zenhauser is back
up
on the show.
At the Shuli Network.
It's on the Shuli Network.
Channel on YouTube. We're calling it a network.
What is going on with everyone over there?
I don't know.
Everyone keeps on trying to bring me into it. People keep on tagging me, this guy and that guy. They start talking shit. I like them all. I met Zumach a couple times. He was a nice guy.
He's a great
guy. I love
Shuli.
Isn't it Shuli when you put beer in his shoe?
Kevin Brennan, he's been nothing but a sweetheart every time I ever met the fucking guy. Yeah. All these guys, I don't know what's happening. I will not. I would sooner fucking kill myself than to be involved in the argument between that whole fucking crew and all the back and forth that these guys are doing. Have fun, guys.
Well, can
I think you're all great. You're all funny. I'm not going to take the bait. I'm not going to become a part of the whatever fucking trash bag fucking fake whatever beef that is. It all stinks.
Yeah.
And I think it's fucking whack. And I think all the comics that are involved are actually funnier than whatever that is. They're actually funnier people and should be spending time trying to create funny shit instead of just living in fucking fake horseshit drama on Twitter for a couple thousand fucking people. Let's get real.
Well, can you come on the show? Can you come on the network and kill yourself on the thing? That would be great for ours.
What, if I killed myself personally?
Well, not you personally, but yeah.
It would help.
If you're going to kill yourself
If I came on the Shuli show and I fucking just blew my brains out.
Just come on the show. Just
if you're
going to
do it, please don't do it on the Sad Old Men Are Zooming podcast.
That's me.
Angry White House Dads of podcasts.
Oh, look, they're all doing fucking like a Red Bar thing.
Hey, what's the deal? It's me, Kevin Brennan.
Not me, my
no,
podcast.
No, you're fucking great, and you've always been fucking great.
Drama.
Like I said,
drama.
I don't actually.
I make sure you donate to the Super Chat. Super Chat is activated.
What is that? Who is that?
It's Kevin Brennan.
That's Kevin
Brennan's actually somewhat easy to do.
That's me, Kevin Brennan.
It's chill. Your voice, that whatever register you're hitting is actually bothering my ears.
But that's his voice.
It's not it?
That's not it.
I'm pretty sure
that's
it.
That was not it. Do your Kevin Brennan.
Kevin Brown, he sells tickets.
Yeah, what's going on? Mike Figgs? Mike Figgs is trying to do me?
He stinks.
You can't do comedy. It's terrible. You fucking stink.
Stop it, Figgs. Shannon, you need to stop, dude. You're good at fucking impressions. That was terrible, dude.
I think he's pretty good. Guys, don't.
Fucking Godfrey? Fucking Godfrey's a...
You can't say that. I'm on YouTube. It's going to be Rumble. Now I'm on Rumble.
Yeah, see, the more you do it, it doesn't sound.
It's worse. Yeah, it the worse really up.
And my confidence
practice
is so
it
high,
off mic.
I don't even care.
I think
Shannon's
else.
Right.
So, no, the point. Yeah, I a lot of these guys are tagging me and shit and being like, oh, this
who
guy.
Fans.
They're like, oh, this guy's saying this. This guy's saying that. And I refuse. I'm not taking the bait. It didn't happen.
It's not.
It didn't happen.
I mean, you had Shulman.
I couldn't imagine. If I found myself, there's that great Jay-Z lyric, right?
Yeah.
Where it's...
I got 99 problems.
Yeah, you know...
And Shuli ain't one, right? Something like that?
Oh, somebody's get that dirt off your shoulder.
Yeah. Change clothes and go. Is it that one?
Beyonce, no, I'm not
like
gay.
Yeah.
No, they say if you don't argue with a fool because people from a distance can tell who is who. That's
what
Jay-Z.
Are you talking
about? That's some bullshit. Fucking...
Yeah. So that's the way that I feel. So stop taking your shots, whoever it is, because I'm not fucking spending my time and blessing you with my fucking audience to fucking go back and forth with you.
This is the longest plug I've ever gotten on the show, by the way. Mm-hmm. Thank you very
much. So anyway, go check out
Shuli Network, everybody.
Podcast. On the fucking Shuli Network.
Shuli Network.
I honestly, every person involved, I've been friends with for a long time and all. I don't know. I don't actually know who doesn't like who.
Well, you guys used to have the podcast war shit.
Yeah, but we started it.
That's different, right?
Mm-hmm. I get it. But these are old men. We were young bucks trying to figure it out. Nobody was listening to our podcast yet. These guys have been on The Tonight Show. They have hour specials.
They were young men bullying women trying to get people to listen to them.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Did Kevin Brennan do The Tonight Show? Did he do Johnny Carson?
All those guys did all those things.
Kevin Brennan has done everything. Yeah. And I think that's
all right, so look, let's move on. We have a great show planned today. I'm very, very excited about today's show. Lots of fun stuff to talk about. Let's just get our plugs out of the way right now. What you plugging on?
Oh, yeah, you can check me out.
Check me out at
Zen Comic on Twitter and Instagram. Look for all my upcoming shows. And that's pretty much all I got.
Lewis Kern in the Racist Live Chat just says, Lewis's comedy has been in a wheelchair for 15 years. Lewis Kern just got timed out for 7 minutes, Shannon. Right now, time him the fuck out. Because my comedy's actually been kicking ass and taking names, you fucking bitch.
It's so good, it's retarded.
Yeah, maybe you haven't been following me on my my Paco Rand Instagram.
Lewis, if you're a size double XL, you got a limited edition rap t-shirt.
By the way, I don't like your comments. That's Paco liking your comments. Just so you guys know, I'm not a fag. I would never sit there liking all the comments.
Yeah.
What about the DM? Do you see the DMs?
It's all Paco.
Is that why you haven't spoken to me in years? It's been Paco this whole
middle
time?
Fingers.
Motherfucker, Paco.
Figs, what you plugging on?
All right, guys, make sure you check out Fig Talk. That's right. It was mentioned here on Rap a couple episodes ago. Fig Talk premieres on the TTI page at 4:30 every Tuesday, followed by The Thing Is. Ding. I host that show with my pal Shanny. It's an awesome show. Support the YouTube at Comic Mike Figs. And yeah, fuck yeah, MikeFigs.com.
Hold on. Uncle Fish says, Lewis likes comments, exclamation boy. Time him out for 7 minutes, Shannon. Uncle Fish gets timed out for 7 minutes. Thank you, Uncle Fish. How does that feel? You think I can time people out now? That is the new Gas Digital, folks. Just so you know. Zach?
Hey, if you want to see me live, I'm going to be at St. Vitus here in the city on the 20th and on the 30th. I'm at the new Laughingstock Comedy Club in Pennsylvania.
Jim Bimmerman, 88, says Lewis watches your story if you at him though. LOL. Time out Jim Bimmerman for 7 minutes, Shannon.
Jim, you're getting a shirt.
Bimmerman, sit the fuck down. Sit down, think about what you just said. Now I'm not watching anybody's stories anymore. Now I'm gonna stop. Paco. Block anybody who tags me in a story on Instagram now.
Okay, no problem.
It's not even Paco or boy, it's a Mexican guy.
Okay, mister, how many of them do you want me to time out right now?
We use an app called InstaWan. where we hire a Mexican to run our social media.
I have a lot of fun live dates coming up, guys. Please come see me live this Friday night. I will be in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Very excited. Just one night. Then Saturday night, me and Zach and Miko, EMS, Pennsylvania. Actually, Paco will be there. He's going to be doing
it. It's me, Paco. I'm going to be there.
I'm driving.
I'm selling used rap shirts on eBay.
And yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun. Very excited about EMS, Pennsylvania. Tickets are going fast. And then June 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, I'll be on the Fully Loaded tour with Bert Kreischer and a bunch of incredible comedians. Traverse City, Michigan, Fort Wayne, Indiana, St. Louis, Missouri, Lincoln, Nebraska. End of the month, I'll be going to Detroit. First time in Detroit in a long time. House of Comedy, the 30th and the 1st. And then I will be filming my next half-hour special in New York City. Those tickets are sold out, but there's tickets available for if you guys want to see Colin Turrell and Rich Voss film their special. And then I believe for the late show for Kurt Metzger and Jordan Jensen, there's still a few tickets left as well. So go to gasdigital.com/30. Get those tickets. They're all free. We're throwing a big after party on the 12th after the Voss and Colin taping. So come out that night if you guys can to that. There's going to be a big after party afterwards. Everyone's going to be getting fucked up. Big rap party. It's going to be a ton of fun. Yeah, make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital. We've actually submitted our brand new iPhone and Android apps to the stores.
You guys are rebranding?
It just crashed.
That was the sound of it crashing.
That button. Why would you press that button? It crashed again. Dude, don't. Why did Paco put that on a soundboard? Well, not funny.
Brand new.
The app just crashed.
Shut up. Brand new apps are being launched right now. They might even be available. You can probably check the store right now. They might even be available right now. They're going to be in beta for, I think, 2 weeks. I'm looking for any bugs. But I don't. By the way, I don't think there's going to be any. What are you laughing about?
No, there's going to be tons of bugs.
There's not going to be bugs.
Okay.
Don't be a fucking asshole. I'm plugging my fucking network right now, you fucking asshole. You're being an asshole. You're being a fucking dickhead. It's actually been fucking great. We had a couple bugs the first couple weeks of the new website, and now we're fucking launching apps. Hell, we're very excited about it. Don't be a fucking condescending piece of shit.
That's awesome,
okay? When I'm fucking launching a brand new fucking app.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Timeout fix for 7 minutes, Shannon. 7 minutes. Off. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Thousands of hours of content. Cut his microphone for 7 fucking minutes. 7 minutes. No, really, it's cut. You don't have to fake it. I'd be able to hear you in the room, you dickhead.
Hello? Oh, you did cut my mic.
Yeah,
you
fucking actually did. Good. Good. All right. That's it. Fuck. Piss me off.
Good job. That was good.
Thanks,
man. I think it's a great network.
It's an incredible network.
Yeah, compared to where you come from.
All right, so wait, is the Iron Sheik really dead? Is this a real thing?
Oh, no.
I don't know, because when I Googled it, I feel like there are several different instances of him being dead. Like, over, there's different dates
look
that
at, like,
he's dead.
Look, type in, hit Iron Sheik dead, hit the news button, Shannon.
Wasn't he just on SDR?
That's what I'm on.
Like Iron Sheik was on SDR, no?
There was one from a day ago, there's one from 10 minutes ago, there's one from 2 months ago, but he could be dead.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. I'll show you this one.
Let's see, what is it?
What's
dead
the website?
Dead at 81.
The Spun?
The Spun, no, that's not a real website.
The Onion.
The Spunion.
Is this the Shuly Network?
I would wait until somebody who knows him tweets it.
So you just go on ShulyNews.com, Shannon? What the fuck?
By the way, I don't mean this offensively. The Shuly Network does sound like if you were trying to make fun of a network for being cheap and Jewy. You're not a real fucking Shuly Network.
The Jewy, the Jewy.
No, you know, the Shulys won't give me a raise.
Zap is acting like a real Shuly. Shuly app.
They give me no budget.
But listen, the Shuly Network weather show, unbelievable. Like, it's always on point.
It comes out a day early.
The weather this week will be mostly
sunny.
Sunny
day, but bring your umbrella. Just in case.
Yeah. I'll say, if the Jews did control the weather, why would it ever not be beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Would it hurt, maybe, to wear a raincoat?
Well, actually, I would always make it a little bit cool, because they have those big fucking Jew jackets on.
Yeah. Perfect weather.
Those curls.
With puck hats.
It would always be overcast, about 61 degrees, a little light breeze.
A light little breeze.
Yeah,
wear a coat.
Yeah.
Wear a coat and a hat, but that's all. Nothing else.
Wear a coat, a yarmulke.
You don't have to wear it buttoned.
It's very unfortunate.
Light coverage on the head.
Yeah,
they'll have to wear those outfits and look like Weird Al Yankovic all the time.
I mean, I will say though, when you never hear about hurricanes in Israel,
that's right.
When's the last time you heard about a natural disaster in Israel?
Even the band,
Shannon, look it up. Look up natural disaster in Israel. I don't. Do they have floods? Do they have flash floods?
Isn't it like a hot climate though area? Like
I'm pretty sure it's a desert.
Desert, yeah.
I don't know. Don't they have beaches though?
That's a desert, Lewis.
That's not a desert, dude. First of all, dickhead.
Dougie, that's just a desert.
A desert has no water. A beach is all water and some sand. Sand doesn't equal desert, dickhead.
Yeah, but is it real water or is it like that kind of water?
Daddy, there's no pyramids on the beach, Daddy.
Figs goes down to Coney Island. He's like, dude, I got... I'm Bobby Kelly. Dude, I got desert in a bottle. It's different colored desert.
It says it's one of the safest places in the world.
By the way, Bobby has said that a lot, but he's been trying to say dessert.
Different color deserts.
Fuck the Yankee swapped it.
First of all, I don't think Israel is a desert. Is it? I have no idea.
Shannon, I think, was telling us.
It was.
Shannon, is it?
So it says that it's one of the safest places in the world to live. The last major catastrophe was in 2010. When there was a Mount Carmel forest fire and 9,900 acres of forest were destroyed.
Yeah.
Unless you're a busload of people, then it's not very safe.
Wait, what? It was a there's a forest in Israel? This sounds like the least deserty place I've ever heard in my entire life, dude. Yeah, there's a forest, there's a beach.
I don't know.
It sounds like it's plush.
Yeah.
Plush? Plush.
Derf. Derf.
There's a beach in Israel. And tropical?
Isn't there a beach?
So there's a desert.
I'm going to go to Israel.
Yeah, don't just say sand words, please.
I'm taking my girl to Greece.
Yes. There's a beach.
Israel might be. Is it cheaper to go to Israel than Greece, dude?
Hell no. Well, Tel Aviv might be expensive, right? Tel Aviv is the big place in Israel.
Maybe.
That's nice. With birthright.
Shen, is there a fucking... Answer
there's
me.
A beach. There's
dude,
a beach
don't take Skybree to dirty Israel. Take her to fucking Skybree. Greece. You got to have a good time. Let's pull up pictures of Greece and Skybree.
Skybree.
Let's do it. Greece. We always do it. Let's just do it.
Is there a beach in Israel, Shannon? Answer the question.
Every time I try to talk, I literally can't. Yes, there are beaches. There are mountains. There's forest. There's
it's not Israel.
Desert.
She's looking up the setting for Amazon for Avatar 2. Get the fuck out of here, Shannon. That's not Israel. Those dirty sand Edwards.
Wow.
You're listening to the Shuli Network. Sand Edwards.
Show me a beach in Israel, Shannon, right now. And I bet the women are fucking gorgeous. Hot Jew broads.
Show me a picture of a pharaoh.
Oh, they're unbelievable. It's not like normal Jew broads.
No, Israel girls are pretty.
No, Israeli girls are fucking hot as hell, dude.
They have blue eyes.
Yeah, they're like blue-eyed beauties. Oh, wow.
That's nice. Avatar, too. Oh, wow. That's way nicer than any beach.
That's fucking incredible, dude.
That we have here.
I don't think it's better than Greece. Yes. A lot of seaweed. Look at all that seaweed.
Those are Jews, Mike.
Look at all those seaweeds. Thousand, crackers.
Thousand Penny Beach.
Yeah, that's the KKK.
That looks pretty fucking dope,
dude. That looks really nice. Well, I mean, except for those people wearing fucking full robes on the beach. What the hell's wrong with them?
Look at that. There we go, dude.
Look at that.
And zero Muslims.
That, you know what? Sold me.
Whatever. Do you remember? So I actually said this.
Sorry, I'm just picturing going to the Jewish beach with a bag of pennies, and it's like the seagulls and fucking Finding Nemo.
Is this your penny?
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Manscaped for being a longtime supporter of this show, manscaped.com. I mean, what an incredible website with incredible products for below-the-belt grooming. I really love the Lawnmower 4.0, which is their trimmer. If you guys want to groom downstairs, if you're using a Bic or a head shaver, I mean, this is an old way to do things and honestly a pretty dangerous way to do things. You want to avoid nicks, cuts, you want to avoid it all. Manscaped got you covered with their skin-safe technology. It's nearly impossible to nick yourself. I do it right in the shower because it's waterproof. It takes me like 2 minutes to keep myself looking great downstairs. My girlfriend loves me for it.
Plus, it works in the shower, and it's got an LED light on it. They also have the brand new Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose hair trimmer. Also has the same skin-safe technology, and they have the Crop Preserver, the Crop Reviver, tons of great stuff, and the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit.
It's an incredible company with incredible products. So go right now to manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com. And use the promo code REALASS when you check out. You're going to save 20% off your entire order plus free shipping. Once again, that's manscaped.com. Use that promo code REALASS for 20% off and free shipping. Okay, where were we? So I was on the phone with Ari Shaffir the other day. And
speaking
of the King of the Jews.
Speaking of Jews. And we're filming a sketch on the 28th. And then I was like, I was like, hey, do you want to do this? He was like, yeah. He was like, I do. He was like, but you should just know on the June 29th, there's like a Muslim holiday. What's a Muslim holiday on the 29th? Let me know. But I was like, what
Ramadan.
Is that?
Is it Ramadan?
Maybe. I don't know. I was like, what does that matter? He's like, yeah, because you got to like watch out for attacks or Muslims. And I was like, what? He's like,
that's
yeah.
how you spend your holiday? Like, but that's it was a very, bummer way to spend
it was
your
very
holiday.
Weird. It was a very weird moment because I haven't heard like Muslim hate in a really long time. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to bring that back.
Do you remember how much we hated Muslim people for a minute?
And we were all united. Like,
yeah, they're
really
cool.
Brought us
they're
together.
Like, we'll make it the Aki way. They're making bacon, egg, and cheeses on TikTok.
Whatever. I don't know exactly what happened, but we are fucking so cool with Muslims now.
Yeah.
And they...
I'll tell you what they love doing. Can't figure it out yet. Love fireworks during the day.
Yeah.
Most useless for something. No, my neighborhood is all Middle Eastern. Mm-hmm. They love a good firework. And never at night.
That's just
it's
a,
like it's
that
like
sounds they, like trial and error. You need to get out of that neighborhood.
It's like they're sitting there going, you know what? I would love to scare the shit out of every dog in this fucking neighborhood right now.
That's just their wife's getting smacked real hard from a distance.
I have no problem with fireworks during the day, Zach.
They don't look cool.
No, Puerto Ricans fine. Invented that.
They're fine. You want to hear things explode? They kind of whiz and fizz. Fireworks in Jersey, they're legal. Like you just can't get the ones that fucking shoot into the sky. You just get the ones you put on the ground and they fucking
the ones that you snap.
No, that's not fireworks, dude.
Welcome to Jersey. No,
you go to fucking 7-Eleven. You go to the supermarket. You go to CVS. It's like there's a whole section fireworks. Right?
Oh my God.
You get a box, $60, a whole big fucking box. I got them for the Memorial Day party, but they suck. Tom was just, it was fucking, took my kid and they were just doing fireworks on the streets and you just put it on the ground and then it just kind of just shoots sparks off the ground. Yeah. Maybe like no higher than like 4 or 5 feet. But for little kids, it's fun.
Yeah.
Do you send your son to do fireworks with a man who started drinking at 6 a.m?
Yeah. I did. Well, Tom's the guy that you send your kid to do fireworks with.
Yeah, because
yeah, makes sense. Yeah,
he's the guy. They were also doing things like, and it's like I was fishing with my own kid, right? So when you fish, you have to like sometimes if you have to tire the fish out, you got to let him go a little bit. Yeah. You got to fucking reel in, let him fucking go. Certain fish will give you a good fight, right? So with your kid, you can't fucking just like you almost have to like you have to reel him in a little bit. You have to let him fight a little bit. So I was letting them think they were like getting one over on me. I was like, guys, not these, like not the, and it was for no reason. I was like, not these bigger ones, Tom, just these. And then they were doing them like behind my back, but it was all controlled. I was playing Tom. I was playing my kid like fucking fiddles, two retarded fiddles,
like black bass. Right, just stick with the fish reference.
Like, you know what, dude?
Yeah,
I need to like stick with one guppy analogy, dude.
Yeah. You're like fiddles and violins. No. Just call them a fish.
You can get. You're in Jersey, but in New York, you can get fireworks now. They sell them all over the place.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, New York.
In New York, they do. Yeah.
Damn.
I think Pennsylvania is where you get the big ones.
The Poconos. You go to the Poconos.
Poconos. You get the big ones. Go
here. When we were kids, we would get like M80s. Yeah.
That was it.
What was that like? It was
blow
like,
your finger off.
They would say shit too. You would just throw it out there. Like, dude, this is a half a stick of dynamite.
Yep. Yeah,
I have no idea how true that was. I don't know. Is an M80 a quarter stick of dynamite? I don't believe
that. That's false.
I think a stick of dynamite will blow your entire body up, not just your fingers off.
You want to see some shit?
That's what they did back in the day.
Fucking Google those firework accidents.
We need five sticks to get rid of his hands.
You just see it. Like, you see their fist just blow up. Like it's like a strawberry spritz.
It's not.
Contrary to urban legend, an M80 contains 3,000 milligrams of powder, is not equivalent to a quarter stick of dynamite. Let's see.
Nitroglycerin.
Give me the actual nut. What is it, though?
Flash powder.
No, Lewis wants the percentage of what it is to a stick of dynamite.
Black powder.
But I think what it's trying to say is there are two different kinds of explosions, because a stick of dynamite has nitroglycerin, while an M80 has flash powder or black powder. Dude. So they're different kinds of explosions.
All it was just a fucking boom.
Yeah.
You don't even look at it. You don't see anything. It just fucking goes.
Well, really was awesome is that they would blow up underwater. You can throw it like in the toilet. You can throw it in like the lake or something.
In the toilet?
You throw it in the toilet. You can throw it in the bathroom.
Here, go
play. The school bathroom?
You got to treat your kid like a fish, like a goldfish. Here's an M80. Put it in the toilet.
Go feed the thirds. They would throw an M80.
Go to Uncle Tom. He's a plumber.
They would
throw the M80s in the toilet.
Go flush it like a dead goldfish.
They would throw the, in school, you would throw the M80s.
Put a cherry bomb in the toilet and flush.
Remember cherry bombs?
Lewis is so good with the
kids.
Give me a list of like classic fireworks, like or just give me like a list of fireworks now, right now, Shannon. That like. The explodey ones, right?
Was cherry bombs.
Cherry M80s. Bomb, M80. Yeah. M80 was bigger than a cherry bomb, right?
Yeah, it was. What's the stick that shoots the BBs?
I shoot babies out of my stick.
We would have Roman candle wars.
That's what I was thinking.
Where you're shooting the balls of fire.
I called it a stick with BBs.
Yeah, stick with BBs was crazy.
Those are pretty wild, dude.
It's not BBs. It's a fucking ball of fire. It's the Roman candles, and you would literally across the street from each other, you and your friends would blast at each other.
Yeah.
And one person, it ends when one person gets hit and their shirt starts to catch fire.
It's like a Harry Potter movie.
It's the only time you have to stop, drop, and roll in your entire life is when your friend shoots you with a Roman candle.
Oh, rock or bottle rockets. We used to do that.
We used to put them in a pipe. Right. We used to have metal pipes behind the houses in Rockland.
I saw guys on motorcycles would meld the bottles onto their helmets and fucking just shoot.
Yeah. I used to trade Pokemon cards.
But the bottle rocket wouldn't really do it. It would hit you because you can never really time it, right? So it would go, and then it would drop on the floor and then.
Sometimes. Well, you get that in the eye, it's over, you know?
Well, there's different ones. There's the whistlers that just whistle and pop, and the bottle rockets that are on fire that have red hot, like whatever it is that they use in those, it's just fucking. Yeah. It's hot.
We've turned our kids into, faggots. Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's no, they're not going
to
do that anymore.
But that's why I had him go out with Tom to do some fucking fireworks.
Yeah.
Because he needs to have a little bit of fucking...
Danger.
In a controlled amount.
Yeah.
I envision this almost every day. I think about this. One time we were in Jamaica. We were at a villa, right? And it wasn't the one we go to in Jamaica with the crew, Shannon. It was a different one.
It's a good, nice one.
No, we go to a nice one with the crew. So, There was no beach. It was just jumping off into the cliff. But the water was pretty rough. It was like the waves were crashing, right? And I jumped in. It was like, you know, but I got back on. It was kind of rough, but it was like, I'm a good swimmer. And I remember James was going to do it. And I was like, I was in the water too. And I was like, oh, I'll let him do it. It's fine. Like, it's kind of dangerous, but it's like kind of fun, right? But I was sort of going through the same thing in my mind. I was like, you got to let him do some dangerous things sometimes. But like, he ended up chickening out. And I'm really like glad he did because I really think about it every day. I was like, there's a good chance he jumped in and he would have fucking just slipped out of my hand and just goodbye. He's fucking gone.
Oh my God.
Like legitimately. And I don't think he would have, you know, like my sister's fat and she did it. And I feel like, you know. But
he's tiny. He's a little kid.
A boy,
was it very deep? What do you mean? Like it was completely open?
Yeah, oh no,
open,
he would be
deep.
Fucking doggy. It was.
Does he know how to tread water?
He knows how to swim. Yeah, yeah. Okay. But I'm just saying, like you hear about like, you know, like like
currents and all that. Yeah, shit.
Yeah, that's a little different. Like control, more like a controlled danger would be nice. You can't control the ocean.
No, exactly. And I'm
glad.
Are
there lifeguards there?
No,
I got
in the water. I was like, he can come in. I was like, I'll be here right here. I'm between him and the ladder, so obviously I'll just grab him and put him in the ladder. But I really think it was pretty rough, dude. Yeah.
I took my daughter rafting, like rapid rafting. And she loved it, but she was only like 8 or 9 when I took her, and I was a little in my head. I'm like, should I do this? Because there's rocks and there's like a rapid, but she had a great time. But you have to kind of do it, kind of just not think. And
yeah,
just
risk versus reward. Yeah. Like, you know,
my daughter has a black friend now. I'm like,
risk versus reward.
You know,
she gotta live life dangerously sometimes.
Yeah. You know,
you gotta let her go on a wild side. Yeah.
It's either gonna be risky or she could turn him in for a reward.
Or both.
Yeah.
I think you did the right thing. Yeah. You never know. Could happen. And he's a little guy. He needs to get a little bigger, a little taller.
Yeah, I would be worried about him like cracking his head on something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he's a teenager, it'll be different. But
he's
going to
juice up.
But even as a teenager, you know, we watched that the other day, the fucking kid jumping off the boat and fucking getting eaten by a shark.
Dummy.
Hey, B. How attached were you, James?
I have some good news and some bad news. Good news.
Our son
we're saving about $50,000 a year.
Good news. You can sleep in on Monday.
Hey, what if I told you right now I can save you $50,000 a year? No problem. No money down.
Okay. All right.
You can sell that.
One question and don't ask anything else. Does James still have his nice suit?
No.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, dude.
Yeah, it's fucking terrifying. That's Jimmy. That's a terrifying thing.
Good news. James is not afraid of boxes anymore.
It's honestly, it's one of the reasons why I'm afraid of having kids again. Is like, I have a great kid. Doesn't have any crazy fucking diseases. Didn't get leukemia. Didn't have fucking brain cancer. Oh, sure. You know, missing limbs. None of that. And that shit, fucking shit happens, dude. Like, Dave's little boy had a heart issue. I mean, I couldn't imagine. Like, dude, if my son fucking, if there's any, he had like a scratchy throat for like a year, right? It was just there's allergies or whatever it was. He was just always like, it would drive me crazy. Like, it would like I was so upset that he was like going through that. Like, I'm such a fucking pussy. So I couldn't imagine like something real, like a legitimate real thing.
Blowing weed smoke in his face. I think my boy's sick.
Are you okay, Dougie? Did you take your Kratom this morning?
I told you to hold the blowtorch steady, but I'm done.
You gotta charge the me pod, son. You can't just suck on it. That's why your throat's all scratchy. You're not getting good vape, Dougie. You want to jump off a cliff with Papa?
With Papa?
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, having, like, making sure, like, that is, it, I think about it all the time, like, I really, because now I know the fear. Like, now I genuinely fucking know.
You care about something, and it scares the shit out of you that you actually give a fuck about something.
Yeah, but now I got, my chick wants kids one day, right? And
she wants, how old is she?
She doesn't like saying her age. Even though she's not, she's not old. No.
30s?
She's
a hot mama, and she looks like she's she looks like she's early 30s, late 20s.
It's not my, you know. She shouldn't she shouldn't care. I'm making her sound older than she is.
Just go on Reddit and put Skybree and she'll pop up.
You don't want a retard, baby.
No. She's like 10 years younger than me. Okay, cool. But you know, she fucking she wants fucking kids, and that's something I'm like, goddamn, dude. It's like that fear.
That how many? Around. How many?
She wants two, I think.
They all want to.
Might as well spread your legacy. You know,
spread her legs.
Spread her legs.
spread her bricks. You know what
hey,
to do.
Spread her legs.
No, have a lot of bunch of kids, man. Why not? You're building an empire. You know, keep the Gomez name going.
You know, look,
or at the same time, family. You're more than halfway there to getting them out of the house.
That's the other thing. It's like, I have freedom in fucking 7 years.
Don't be a Puerto Rican.
One and done.
Weird.
It is weird.
One and done.
No, I'll give her some kids, probably.
Yeah, throw some babies at her.
Honestly, I might do it before she goes on this next tour since she can't go.
I think you need a little girl. That would be nice. Right? No more boys.
So when she goes on tour, I have...
You got a little...
What are you saying?
No. I think you need a daughter. I think every dad wants a daughter.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. Never mind. Never mind. A daughter.
Yeah,
a daughter. Interested in that kind of thing. I got a guy. At the Shuli Network.
That's so
fun.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, when your son gets older, he won't be as cute and fun anymore. He'll be like a piece of shit to you. Dad.
So you know. It's funny you say that because I made this point this morning. I go, and this just started happening in the past like month. I was like, James, we got to go in like 5 minutes to go brush your teeth. And he goes like this. He goes,
that's
and this is the past few weeks, the first time this has happened where like he started rolling his eyes at me like I'm a faggot. Like I'm a little fucking bitch. And I was like, why are you rolling your eyes?
Because you fucked up his vibe.
Like, I'm just trying to watch TV, Dad. Like,
yeah,
you know,
fucked up his vibe, dude.
I'm like, we gotta go to school. I'm not doing it. I'm driving you to school. I was like, I've given you everything you've ever fucking wanted up until this point. Like now I'm annoying you because I'm simply letting you know that it is time. I like your fucking alarm clock robot coming to you and saying it's time to fucking go out the door. You'll roll your fucking eyes at me. It is crazy. Yeah. And it's the first time something like this has happened where I'm like, he's no longer sweet. He started becoming annoying recently.
Oh, yeah.
For the first time ever, I was like, my son is fucking annoying the shit out of me. He does this. If I'm in the house, like anywhere away from him for more than 10 minutes, he calls out to make sure that I haven't left him. And it annoys...
afraid. He's afraid to be alone.
He's afraid but I've never left him.
Yeah.
Wonder why he would have abandonment issue.
He shouldn't have abandonment issue. Why would he have abandonment issue?
The only time I abandon him is every...
You're not stabbed, right? Dad? Dad,
why you're not stabbing.
But that's how he literally, dude, you actually did a perfect impression of the tone.
Joan Jett of comedy?
Dude, he goes, he's like, I'll be sitting there, me and my girls be in the bedroom watching a movie, right? And I hear, Dad?
Yeah, yeah, he's scared. He's scared.
Oh, it sounds like Simba?
Yeah.
Dad? Simba.
And I'm like, James. I'm like, James, I was like, I've never not been on the other end of the dad.
Yeah.
He's never called out and had me not be there.
Let me ask you a question. How old is he?
10.
Is he starting to watch more scary stuff with you?
No.
Okay. I thought maybe he's just afraid.
No, he's not. He's gotten a little bit more. As I'm trying to make him more independent, he's going to middle school next year. Like, even the other day, I was like, go ride your bike around in the neighborhood. He's like, no, I don't want to be alone. And I was like, James.
He's afraid, yeah.
I was like, just ride around the neighborhood. I was like, I'm right here. You have your phone on you. I'll watch you on the porch. I was like, go and be a little bit more independent.
Yeah.
Dude, and then what's fucked up is, right, so where we live in Jersey, it's, I mean, there's so many fucking wild animals. We've talked about it a lot, right? Like, tons and tons of, like, the birds are crazy. Like, they fucking, you know, there's that, like, that TikTok trend or, like, that audio that everyone uses on Reels and TikToks where it's, like, two birds having a conversation?
I think so.
Yeah, it got pretty popular, right? So, like, that's my, outside my window every morning is just birds just like, ooh, doo, like all these different fucking sounds. And it's really wild. This morning, it was the first time ever. There was a bird in my neighborhood that sounds like James screaming for help in the distance. So I heard it, like, I'm lying in bed. My eyes are closed. I'm halfway again. I heard, Dad! And I went, Dad! I was like, James, what? And it was like in another yard. And I was like,
I'm in the water. Why'd you let me jump, Dad? Why are we in Barbados, Dad? Dad! Is that Sky Bree? Is that Sky Bree? Because she kind of looks like Sky Bree.
Is that Sky Bree?
Dad!
Okay, then I opened my eyes. I was like, "Is that James?" And I was like, "No, it can't." I was like, "That must be a bird." And it goes, "Dad!"
Gotta stop hitting the fucking bong or whatever the fucking dab machine. There's no birds that go. Dad.
It was saying dab. It was dab. Dab.
Mom left with a crow.
Dude. Let's see. Chief Big Rocks in the Racist Live Chat says, I don't get the need to raise your kid like a pussy because you had a hard childhood. Like Lewis loves himself. If he was a real one, he would kill himself so his son can be successful. Wow. That is true. I'm consciously trying to not raise him like a pussy. Yeah. I'm trying to look at it's a combination of everything. You have to, you know, I'm not raising him for my life. I'm raising him for this life.
Yeah, you also don't want to go too hard because that'll fuck him up.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't know. I am a little bit of a pussy when it comes to him. It's my only kid. I've never had anything I've cared about, literally, until I had a fucking kid.
Yeah. You love him the most out of anything.
You
love something more than yourself?
The Audi.
Clip it. Jenny, clip it.
And
there's the clip. That's awesome, dude. Of course you do. You know? Moderation, man. Just moderation, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not alcohol. It's his son.
You don't love your child with moderation. I don't know why I was just like, you're right, dude.
Moderation. Hey, just give your
just said it for no reason. What are you talking about?
You don't need a fence around the pool. You'd be fine.
That doesn't
moderation.
It doesn't work with that analogy.
It doesn't work when it's your kid, Figs.
So my stepson.
Not when you're batting cleanup.
My stepson, we'll have the lights off. We're all watching a movie on the couch, and the bathroom's at the end of the hall. He puts on every single light to go to the bathroom.
He's afraid
of the dark. Yeah, he doesn't like to sleep alone.
I don't know why it annoys me. I'm like, stop being afraid.
Stop
being afraid. What are you afraid of?
Yeah. Well, they're young. You know, they're little.
Little homos.
The little guys.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm like, come on. But, you know, it makes sense. He's 15 going, Dad.
It's like that one time that you would let your kid ride his bike by himself and then he goes missing. That one fucking time I did it.
Yeah.
You know?
His mother would never let me hear the end of it.
How's the neighborhood? Nice neighborhood now.
Great neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking Jersey. It's great, dude. I mean, like, kids you know, go missing. That happens. It's going to happen anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
I think it's about, you know, making your kid somewhat street smart and aware, and he has been very sheltered, and we've raised him like a city kid his whole life, right? Mm-hmm. So in the city, you bring your kid for a play date for an hour in a park, you fucking look the other parent right in the eyes, you fucking did a background check on them, you fucking hired a private investigator, you fucking, you know, you have to, you're fighting off crackheads and fucking yeah, you know, COVID zombies. You know, it's a very, your helicopter, I understand being a helicopter parent in New York City. You can't really let your fucking kid go out by himself at 10 years old. Mm-hmm. But in Jersey, I mean, the kids literally walk home from school. I see kids half his size, little girls, like walking home from school. And then here's me picking him up every day. I'm like, why is he not just walking home from school? He could just walk home.
How far is the school?
Like 3 blocks.
I think it's more dangerous where you live. As far as, because that's where the creepy people live. Like all the pedophiles.
But there's two crossing guards on the walk home. He would literally, the pedophile would have to, like, they'd have to be so honed in.
Yeah, the pedophile's the crossing guard.
It's a good point.
What, yeah, isn't that the job you'd want as a pedophile?
We're crossing this way today. In my
They're just following the signs.
Stop. Don't stop.
Little James' first day walking home from school by himself, Doug. And I hear that fucking bird.
Now listen.
Dad! Don't worry. He's the guy from the phone, that black phone movie. He's going to lock him up.
I'm calling the fucking local wildlife department. It's like, these birds, they're really fucking...
Mr. Gomez, your son is missing?
No, it's just a bird.
What kind of bird screams, my hiney, ouch, my hiney?
I think that's called a blue jay.
Once your son meets a friend in the neighborhood, it's over. You're never going to see him again. Once he has a little friend that's like across the street or something, that's when he's really gonna, you know, be like, "Oh, I don't be with my dad."
That's when
I got,
they start to experiment.
I got my best friend next door.
Stuff,
yeah, I want to go fucking hang out with Chichi, touching, you know, across the block.
Chichi, that's Paco's son.
Chichi, this is my oasis, Chichi from the Philippines.
You remember Paco was Mexican before?
Oh, that's right. Oh, de la way, ven aquí, come by. I got firecrackers. Real.
I saw this online today. Is this really true, Shannon? That there is a minor attracted people flag, like pride flag?
I'm going to let Natalie take this. She knows about it more.
I bet you do, you fucking pedo.
All right, let me step up to the plate. Here we go. So, yeah.
Go ahead, Natty.
There technically is a flag, but no one is claiming it. Like, it just appeared on Wikipedia in September 2022, and no one claims it, and there's no videos of people using it.
They call that fucking children's 9/11.
So, I think this is like some troll shit.
What?
Because every once in a while, these random Twitter accounts will have like all LGBTQ stuff, but include MAP in it.
Yeah.
But then it's like they don't really engage with people or anything. I think it's probably trolls.
What is MAP? Oh, minor attracted people. Person. You can't even use that fucking. It's called a pedophile.
Well, plus fucking every time I see it, I'm sitting here singing Dora the Explorer, and it's driving me nuts. I'm the map.
Zach sings that in his head as every time he walks through a park. I'm the map.
I got pockets full of candy. Politifact.
This is the flag that includes all, like, it's the inclusive pride flag.
Is this with the minor attracted person flag or no?
No, the one on the left is trans. White, baby blue, and baby pink are trans. The two brown ones.
Baby? Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
I understand what you're doing. Here we go. Why are they picking baby colors?
Not to be confused with the other colors that are. I don't know.
Why didn't you say...
What is this flag? What are the black one for?
This is black and brown people included.
Black and brown people hate gays. They really just so you guys know, they fucking...
They do not like the gays.
They hate gays.
No.
They don't want to be in the middle of your fag flag. I'm telling you right now.
Matt, am I crazy or is brown for that and then black's people that have died of AIDS?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, they're black.
I've heard
souls.
That as well. I think black might be...
We're looking that up now.
And you know how
I might have made that up.
Pull them all up.
You know how hard it is to coordinate that flag with your shoes and hat?
You're telling me. Every goddamn day, buddy.
I'm the map.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's
you're
unclear.
Right.
It doesn't seem that that's the case.
I think, I think that you're right. There's a decent amount of trolling. This was probably made by somebody who wants to fucking get people to react. Or maybe it's made by just some really smart guy who's like, this is a great way. We'll get them to mark themselves so we can hunt them. Mm. You know,
but shouldn't it be just like they should have their own flag if they're gonna if we're gonna like entertain the idea of people being minor attracted?
Are we entertaining that idea?
Not at all.
We're not.
But what I'm saying is,
are we?
If,
but are we?
If that is because
if we are, I'm just saying.
Obviously,
come to the table with some ideas.
I mean, this is a great think tank for it. If anybody, if any other place, what would the minor attracted flag
be? I need $3,000 equity.
It'd be like a finger with some brown on it.
I need $10,000 for one van. I mean, what is, it's so funny because you hear about that and you go, no, there's no way that they're ever going to start pushing that agenda, right?
But why not? They like 50 years ago, not 30 years ago, they would have been like, yeah, guys dressing up as girls, that's fucking perverted shit. Like, who's going to, no, it used to be like a joke.
By the same account, though. One of the arguments against accepting regular gay people in society was that they were going to be pedophiles. Right. So now this whole trans thing saying that they're going to be pedophiles, it's the exact same argument as 50 years ago. It's just the goalpost.
But I didn't even say that. I didn't even say
that. I think
that
there's probably the same amount of pedophiles in the straight community as there are in any other communities, right?
Yeah.
I think the what happens is with gay people is you get, and Milo kind of talked about this, is what Milo got really fucking canceled for when he was on Rogan. I think what happens is in the gay community, you get a lot, it's a lot more common for like just a young 14-year-old boy to start hooking up with an adult man.
Yeah,
grooming. I think that's really fucking common, right? And whereas I don't think it's as common in the straight community. So I think that's just sort of maybe they act kind of more. It's less options. I think whatever it is, maybe that, you know, it's almost like he described it as like a mentoring sort of relationship. Yeah. Where, yeah. And it's truly grooming, you know? But I think that the defense that Milo was making of it was like, oh, he like literally found himself, was able to come out and, you know, be more comfortable, which is what fucking gay people want ultimately. So it all sort of comes full circle.
I think that also might be an antiquated view. That might be from when Milo was a kid.
Right.
But now I think it's much more frowned upon.
Well, now
in general, I think 30 years ago you heard more about...
You say browned upon?
Frowned upon.
Yeah, boy, yeah.
I would say, well, that's what Milo was.
Get a little bit brown.
I was 14 years old and I went to a Dallas BBQ.
Yeah.
And my life never the same after that. Now I'll tell you, I felt like myself and my fingers were sticky.
I went out for some chicken after the Patch Mode concert.
I drank out of a
I went to the Popeyes.
I had a goblet filled with something called Bahama Mama.
A biscuit and gravy.
What happened with, what's her name, Elliot Page?
She was cracking the girl out in her movie.
She
freaked out.
Something's going on right now, right? Didn't she say...
I feel like there's been like three stories about her lately. No, did she have a book or something?
She had a book that came out.
So yeah, it's...
And so people are accusing her of Jussie Smollett-ing. Right?
Yeah.
And they're saying that she's making up being attacked. Natalie, you know what? It's time for non-binary news with Natalie.
Yeah,
let's go.
All right.
Gay Pride Month, folks.
Happy Pride.
We're very open-minded here. We're very respectful of the gay community.
Just ignore the last 5 minutes of calling Elliot Page her.
This is ridiculous.
Misgendering Elliot Page.
Misgendering is not a real thing. That is not a real... I will not bow down to that. I will give them... That I will look at them like people.
Yeah.
And I will respect them and say that they have rights. But I'm not going to sit here and be fucking... I'm not playing their game.
Yeah.
So saying, somebody misgendered, it's like, well, I haven't opted in for that game. I'm opting in for the real world, right? Where I'm not a college kid who's on a fucking... You know, I'm doing my own thing, right? And I'm not, you know... Isn't progress just fucking... That exactly it. Even if it's just like a little inkling of progress, it's still progress. I got to go all the way.
Sure, I feel you.
That's crazy. That is crazy. I'm not. No, my 85-year-old aunt doesn't need to start liking black people now. That's crazy. It's too late.
Too late.
She's accepting of them. She has made progress. She's more accepting today than she was then.
What's her name? She sounds like a good hang.
Amory Miller. Natalie, give me some background here. And also, confirm that I'm progressive and accepting.
You are? I almost don't know why you're taking this hard stance
You
right
shut
now.
The fuck up!
Lesbian.
Because you...
Not old snake.
Oh, man.
Oh, Elliot Page goes by him. Okay, you fucking piece of shit.
All right, so go ahead.
So actor Elliot Page has shared that he was verbally attacked and
There she is.
It did it right. It knew that Elliot is a man. Good job, it.
Sorry, Natalie, say it again.
That he was shouted at. What else? Was standing in the corner.
So, Dad?
Basically, the person said, I'm going to fucking gay bash you, you... I won't assume that's faggot. The man yelled, forcing the actor to
I'm going
to
gay bash you? Nobody would say that, though. Nobody would say, I'm going to gay bash you.
Here I come. I'm going to gay bash you.
Unless they were being ironic because they knew it was Elliot Page.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, look at this gay guy.
Maybe.
I'm going to gay bash you, you fucking faggot.
Yeah. Or you're going to like a nice big party for gays. It's the gay bash.
Yeah.
Come on out.
Go ahead.
And he said, this is why I need a gun. Is what Elliot said.
Oh, I like that.
Elliot. Okay, right.
Oh, that's what the guy said.
Realist. Oh, that's what the guy said.
Oh, the guy said, this is why I need a gun.
I thought it was Elliot Page. Yeah.
Right. Elliot Page's like, I got a gun right here.
I got a fucking gun.
Hey, I'm fucking Elliot Page. Oh.
Here's the thing. Could it be possibly that...
This fucking guy
fucking
comes
Elliot
up there.
Page.
There I am, scratching my fucking balls.
Pay for my fucking candy. I'm Elliot Page, you dumb and beep. Pay for my fucking candy, you
Staten Island racist.
Oh, excuse me, little woman from Juno. I didn't realize. See what you need to understand.
Pay for my fucking candy. I'm a him. You hear that? You fuck.
Could it be possibly
it's me, Elliot Page. I got a six-pack and a cock.
What I need you to understand is if you're going to go by he, people can say, well, that black guy beat the shit out of him.
I gotta get my motherfucking pronoun right, girl. Motherfucking
but
pronoun.
Could it be possibly,
I'm progressive.
Could it be possibly that Elliot Page's career is taking a big shit tank because they transitioned and they're not the lovable, cute actress that he used to be, and now he's finding he's having hard time getting roles as a man.
Are they claiming they were recognized and then got gay bashed, or they just got randomly gay bashed?
It must have been recognized.
I think it's random.
No, that well, why would
Mark Random?
Do we have any more information about this, Natalie or Shannon? Anybody?
Oh, I'm just scrolling. Oh, that's it.
The story I thought you were talking about was I read that he said that he was banging out the female co-star in Juno, that they were having sex the whole time. That's what I read today.
I don't want to hear that he said, she said.
Yeah, I'm confused. Elliot You're Page, really... when she was doing Gino, Judo, she banged out one of the girls.
Ellen Page was pretty cute, by the way.
Beautiful.
When she popped, unbelievable. Let's not be a fucking
sick. Unbelievable. She was minor. Come on. Minor attractive.
Relax.
She's like a little skinny kid.
She was cute.
No, she was adorable.
She was a cute kid. Like a
she was. We've had this conversation before. Her in the superhero outfit and super.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
That was cool, but yeah.
She raped Rainn Wilson.
Yeah,
it's a great movie.
And she was in X-Men, right?
Yes.
No, she is.
Yeah, dude, that's cute.
Yeah, no,
yeah, she's
but
cute
still,
there. Yeah,
yeah,
cute.
But yeah, but not fuckable.
Was she
not fuckable?
Are you nuts?
No. Yeah, she's fuckable.
Well, she looks like a little girl with fake with yeah, like
fuckable.
Like she filled.
Yeah, exactly. Fuckable. You got it. There you said it.
Was that legal?
I like a
yeah,
nice
that
thick
was legal.
Mommy.
Oh, okay.
We all just fucked ourselves this whole podcast.
I don't want to you know talk comment on all this.
Edit.
I'm Elliot fucking Page. I'm not putting on this Wonder Woman bullshit yeah, anymore. I'm Batman.
Because she also came out with a documentary. I think he just...
Documentary. Documentary.
He just came out with some sort of like self-produced film, I think. So I think it's like a little bit of an advertisement. Like a
yeah,
like a
I'm
promo.
Sure. And a book and a fucking...
yeah.
You
know, I just feel like they've been in the news a lot
a
for not having like a big project out.
Right. No big blockbuster hit.
Yeah, there's nothing... Yeah. Elliot hasn't
How
done anything.
How much do you want to bet they make them Robin?
Whoa.
In the new Batman?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Oh, no.
That's going to be. People
going to
be furious.
I don't know why. I know I am hateful deep down. Natalie, it's progress because I'm fighting it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you said that, I was like, fuck, I want it to burn down.
Yeah, at least when Robin was black, he could spell it with two B's.
Severed penises, black man.
Black man.
Now you make a new superhero that's trans. Don't
By
fucking
way, I
make
would
Robin.
I would not have a problem with a black Batman because I almost feel like Batman should be black.
Because his parents were shot.
But I think there was a black Batman.
His parents are dead.
He comes at it and he works at night.
I never met my goddamn parents, okay?
Please,
motherfucking Bruce Wayne.
Dude, fucking Idris Elba as Batman.
Bruce Wayne. Dude. I'm a fucking Bruce Wayne. Motherfucker, yeah. I'm a fucking Bruce Wayne. The fuck you think this is? Motherfucker got a batarang, motherfucker.
Bruce Wayne is fucking hilarious.
This is a motherfucking utility belt, motherfucker. God damn.
He drives an obnoxious car with tinted windows.
Yeah.
This is Givon Shade, motherfucker. This is utility belt Givon Shade, motherfucker. Goddamn. Bruce Wayne in the motherfucker, bitch. Shit. Yeah. This is my little, this is Robin, this motherfucker trans. Yeah. Good, Elliot talk.
He beats up men in makeup.
Talk a little, he
shit. I ain't fucking around that gay shit. Elliot's got a big ass dick. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm fucking Robin right here, you cock.
Yo, she got a dick.
Big ass, fuck out of here, Joker. Actually, I love the Joker. The Joker be doing magic tricks. That motherfucker, wow. I love the Joker. I love the Joker. Go ahead, do a little thing with the teeth to be clicking and clacking. Clicking and clacking all over my goddamn motherfucking table. Shit. Bruce Wayne in the bitch.
It's fucking solid. Don't say Figs isn't funny, folks. Don't you dare.
Fucking hey,
Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne. Man. I love Bruce. He was one of the first stand up comics I've ever seen. Anyways, Bruce.
Anyway,
he's alive, right? Bernie's in. Yeah, he's alive.
So. Let's talk about this kid. I guess this kid was born with bulging eyes, and he's totally blind. It's baffling doctors. They don't know why. Let's see this child.
Bulging
eyes. I'm afraid this is going to be upsetting.
I hate this. This is like that Ripley's Believe It or Not stuff.
Some step and fetch it shit.
Kill it! Oh, put it down.
So sad.
Oh my God.
Go in the ocean with Lewis.
Now, if that was James as a baby, like, would you feel the same way as like the?
No, it's cute.
Congenitive heart failure. Like,
now, are you sure they're blind or can they just see into the future?
Motherfucker got pearls for eyes.
Yeah, is this baby able to see future crimes?
Aw, he's cute. Mom is tweet. Yeah. Oh, he's adorable.
He is pretty cute. He looks like
keep the glasses on, you know?
He looks like a minion.
Yeah, he does. What do you want, honey?
Oh my God, dude. He really does look like a deep sea fish. Like
Dad, do you love me? Dad, don't leave me alone, please. Please don't leave me alone. I want to be with you forever, Dad.
You know what, though?
You're a fucking idiot.
For someone who's mad at their stepson for turning on all the lights when they go to the bathroom, never gonna have that problem with this little fucker.
Yeah, he can see through the toilet.
Dougie, is that my iPhone cable in your nose, Dougie?
Hey, you save a lot of money on the electricity bill.
Jesus Christ.
We'll never turn on the lights in this kid's room.
Oh,
where's
no.
Where's this at, Shannon?
Please
don't say America. It's sadder if it's America, right?
Yeah. Middle Earth.
Yeah, hopefully he's like Australian or something. No one cares. Is he Australian?
Hold on. I got to find it. I think it is here. For some reason, it's at South Wales. And so what happened was the mother said she had a little bit of like difficulty during childbirth and that there was just a little bit of like bruising around the baby's eyes initially. And then it kind of developed into this where he is he's mostly blind. He can see a little bit of like light and shadows, but they have literally no idea what is causing this, so they can't fix it. And
it's probably his weird eyes.
Is this little the mother Mike? Is this his origin story?
Oh my God!
No, she is mom. She's pretty tight,
dude.
She's
man,
tight.
I'm actually from Wales, man.
And
she's beautiful.
She says that they bulge out so much that when he looks down, his eye like brushes on his cheek.
Oh. Wait,
his eye brushes.
What? They fall out?
Oh my God!
No.
Oh, dude.
That's kind of like Gray's disease, right?
I would
imagine.
Cute.
Like, you remember who's that old comedian from like the Mel Brooks movie?
Dude, she's so hot that I would risk putting another baby in her.
You just have those big eyes.
Just roll the dice again.
Oh yeah, Igor.
Yeah, Igor from the Frankenstein movie.
Marty Feldman.
Yeah, I think he had some weird congenitive eye disease like that. Yeah.
He's a cute kid.
That's what I'm saying. You have a kid. You're worried that his eye's gonna be all bugged out like that.
Yeah. What's that? He put some glasses on. He looks cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's an easy fix.
Super cool for like a story, but none of he's yours.
Let's get
some Ray-Bans. He'll be all right. Hit him with some fucking.
No, dude. That
put some Oakleys.
He's going to be blind. First of all, dude, I remember one time I went to go do a podcast in L.A. It was the one that R used to do.
D'Elia, sports. Congratulations, Chris D'Elia.
The sports one.
Congratulations.
Sure, it wasn't Chris D'Elia.
What was it called?
Fighter and Your Kid?
I don't remember, but
what was the sports podcast that R used to do?
With all the betting.
The basketball? No.
Well, the betting, yeah.
All the money stuff?
They probably have it in the Racist Live Chat right now already.
Punch Drunk Sports?
Punch Drunk Sports. I went to go to Punch Drunk Sports with Teebs, Tripoli, and Ari, and their studio was right next door to a preschool for blind children. And I walked in, it was an early podcast, they were letting these kids in, and just all these little fucking adorable three little bumping into each other.
Change for the blind. Change for the blind. Oh, sorry. Don't. Oh my God! It's so
dumb. The kids who found their way in. You mean?
whoops!
You gotta be that wrangler. You gotta be that.
I've never heard so many children say, "Excuse me."
Excuse me, pardon me, sorry. Oh no! Beep, beep, boop.
And it bummed me out so much just watching.
I'm sitting on the roof like a gargoyle. On the map, on the map, on the map.
Mommy, do I smell you? Is that you?
Mommy?
I'm telling you right now, it was the saddest thing ever. Just what, 50, just being surrounded by 50 little fucking blind with the little tiny canes, dude.
Oh, little daredevils just running around.
It was so sad.
Man, our class must be a real bummer, huh?
Oh, everyone's doing abstract again. Oh, cool. Oh. Up. That's cool.
Tommy, that's a beautiful shade of blue, but you can't see blue, can you?
It's very, very sad. Very sad. That would fuck me up, man. Poor little guy.
Little blind. Little
did
blind
you take
kid.
And you took one and you created little K-Blind Mike.
But then they have great sense. They have a great other senses. Like right. Their sense of smell is better. So you know, taste. So it's good for minor attracted people.
It is true. It's very true. All right. So let's talk about.
Well, that way the kid I get isn't so fucking shallow. Okay.
Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox falls on stage during a Back to the Future panel.
That's hilarious. No. Is there a video of that?
Yeah.
No. Michael J. Fox shakes up the room. Is that Peele? Jordan Peele?
There you go. That's not him.
That's not him. That's Biff.
George Lucas.
That's Biff.
That's Biff. Biff.
By the way, if you had a comedy show and you call him Biff, he'll walk out. He doesn't like that.
What's his only claim to fame?
Tiff.
Yeah, he's a comic. His closer is like a song about being in the Back of the Future.
Oh, no, he brought his own camera. It's kind of cringe.
He's just showing off that he can hold it without shaking.
For 88 miles!
It's not a Michael Bay movie when he holds it.
Oh, man, I don't want to see this poor guy fucking...
No. Oh, yeah, look, you know,
he's drunk.
He got two ahead of him.
He's fucking hammered. Okay, I'm all fucked up.
Oh, he fell on the couch.
On purpose.
I'm okay. All right.
I thought he fell off the stage or something.
Oh, all right, it was great.
Oh, yeah, he fell off the thing, but he landed on the couch.
What was that?
Uh-huh. He's all fucked up.
Yeah, he's fucked up. He's fucked up.
Poor guy.
Dick Van Dyke onto the.
He did good. That was just an act. That was a bit.
Yeah, well, fucking up Parkinson. That's what he does. He just falls down.
I mean, his Parkinson seems like it's like really fucked up.
Yeah, but
he's had it a long time.
He's had it for like 20 years.
The longest bit ever. The longest running bit.
Well, how long does it? It's supposed to kill you after a while.
Yeah, but I'm sure he's got access to all the best everything.
Well, you know, Rick Shapiro has his Parkinson's too.
I haven't seen Rick Shapiro in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. He's been out of it for over 10 years now, but he's doing great. Not true. He actually fell down the other day and like broke his nose and stuff.
Not great at all. It's the opposite.
Not at all. But I mean, he's still alive.
That's nice.
It says that people with Parkinson's usually live 10 to 20 years after their diagnosis, and Michael J. Fox was diagnosed in 1991.
Wow.
This
was 32 years. Yeah. That's fucking wild. Yeah. Good for Michael J. Fox. You know.
Awesome. Good for him. Yeah, great for Michael.
But I don't like seeing people with Parkinson's. It's like when you see a cutter, when you see somebody that has short sleeves on and they have like the cuts on their arms, you're like, dude, it's, I don't need to deal with it. Like, so when I see Michael J. Fox fucking flopping all over the place, I'm like, dude, I don't want to. This isn't
fun. Get him out of here.
This isn't fun.
All right, wrap it up. Anybody else on Comic-Con? Nobody else? No, the Power Rangers aren't here? Really? You're going to keep doing Back to the fucking Future?
Yeah, dude. I don't like it, dude. Like, it's just uncomfortable for everyone. Everyone's like clapping. Like, he didn't get the biggest. I mean, I guess he was a star, so he wouldn't get the biggest pop either way. But he got an extra big pop because he's all shaky.
Yeah,
and if I'm him, I'm going like, you know what? Don't fucking
be fair.
Settle down.
All right, so here's my pitch for number four. We go to the future when there's a cure for Parkinson's.
Till then, you can just go hang out over there.
The whole movie takes place in an earthquake.
We're going to do Spin City. The city's spinning all the time, all right, Michael?
They can reboot Back to the Future. I have no problem with it. Are there plans to do that?
I'm sure there are.
They should reboot it.
Well, you know it's going to be a girl.
Yeah, probably. Or gay, or a black, or somebody.
Gay, black girl, trans.
Dude, a black goes back to the 30s.
Yeah. the new one's called Bad Idea.
Did they go back to the old west?
And I get what you're saying about seeing it. So like Tim Curry, who's Frank Inferno from Rocky Horror,
yeah,
and It the Clown. He had a bad stroke, right. And he still was doing conventions. And my sister-in-law and her husband paid a lot of money and stood on a 7-hour line to get a photo with him. And they knew it was going to be bad because when you got to the room he was in, he was curtained off. So it was just you and him.
This is Tim Curry?
Yeah.
Is he alive? He died.
No, he's alive.
What did he have?
He had bad stroke.
Bad stroke.
And the picture they have with him, they can't hang up. Because it's the set. He's like full, like,
Can we see Tim Curry now? I didn't realize he had a
stroke. He looks way better. He was the narrator of the Rocky Horror they did on Fox.
By the way, Tim Curry in Rocky Horror was what every tranny looked like when I first moved to New York City. It's like this had big, bushy hair. They had fucking...
might be art imitating life imitating art, though.
I don't know. I mean, but you get off the bus at Port Authority, and there'd be like two or three big fucking tranny bitches, and they were so not sexy at all.
There used to be a homeless, but there was a big black transvestite that used to roam around Grand Central. Big black guy. He used to wear like pink hooker boots and like a tutu and like pink wig, and he had a magic wand, and it's like, this is fucking great. I love trans people. This is unbelievable. It's like watching
fucking Tooth Fairy. Look at that.
It's great. And then now
he looks way.
This is his worst.
No. That was at his worst. That's how he looks in the photo.
I made that face last night, right, if you know what I'm saying. I vinegar struck.
Have a lovely day.
It's my favorite. Yeah, that's how he looks.
That's okay.
I love him at Home Alone.
He's still in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but in the picture, they have him. He looks like that.
I love you. Remember that part in Home Alone 2? We love you. Have a lovely day.
Classic. Very sad. Very, very sad. Tim Curry's great, though. Did they have any plans for a new Back to the Future reboot?
It appears that the original creators are not on board, that they don't want it to happen, according to an interview. And it says Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd are okay with if they proceed with sequels or a reboot, but the creators are not interested.
A reboot would be fucking dope. That's another movie that would work as a TV show. If they rebooted it as a TV show.
It does. It's called Rick and Morty, Lewis.
Yeah, they kind of like whatever. But you're trying to say like a Cobra Kai, like
Rick
a
and Morty
kid.
Is what if Back to the Future was kept going. A silly kids offensive kids TV show.
Yeah,
but essentially, isn't that the bit?
Yeah, 100%.
Rick
and Morty is 100%.
Instead of Doc and Marty.
Uh huh. Exactly.
Oh yeah.
In fact, my Christopher Lloyd played Rick in a skit.
Mm-hmm.
With
you ever see the original ones where it's like really creepy? He's like, Morty, I gotta suck your balls, Morty. Put my balls in your mouth, Morty.
That was the conversation.
It's like the Rick and Morty pilot. Justin, if you look it on YouTube, it was called something else, but it's Rick and Morty. And it's like, Morty, you gotta give me your balls, and I gotta put them in your mouth.
How old
suck
you?
Suck my balls, Morty.
15?
Racist live chat. They know what I'm talking about. It was called something else. I forgot. I don't know if it was like Grim and. There it is. And she goes, Morty, he's sucking my balls, Morty.
My kite's in the tree, Doc. I can't. I hate this stupid
See, Doc,
tree.
Like, yeah, back.
I'm so sad. Don't be sad, Marty. We'll go back in time, and we'll make sure that your kite doesn't get stuck in the tree. All right, Doc, that sounds great. I'm going to go get my...
So it was originally a parody.
Yeah.
Wait, but then he goes, he just got to suck my balls, Marty. He makes him suck his balls.
It's 14 minutes long.
Yeah, play it. I want to watch the entire thing.
You gotta suck my balls,
I've
Marty.
I've never gotten my balls sucked
Marty.
In 14 minutes.
I don't know, Marty. Rick. I don't know if I should suck your balls. You just gotta suck him, Marty. It's so bad. Dude. Wait till you see it. And he's like, Dad.
All right, Doc, I'm back. I got my boots. I'm excited. Let's go. Let's get out of here, Marty. Marty, we have a problem. The time travel car won't start. Oh no! What can we do? What are we gonna do? I checked.
Dude, Morty is just Morty.
Yes, Morty. It's the only way to fix our time
my
travel chef. Car. My you chef. Have to lick my balls, Marty. The saliva needs to be warm and fresh. It must be administered by your tongue, Marty. But I don't understand how that would work, Doc. I'm confused. Marty, trust me. I built this car with my own two hands.
Oh,
from
wow.
the ground up.
Balls, balls
hey, Doc, you convinced me. Here goes nothing. Yep. That's it, Marty. It's working, Marty. It's working.
All right, we got it. I'll watch it later. That's great. I never saw it. It's awesome.
You can have that on YouTube, no problem.
Yeah, because you know what?
Fun, right?
Shannon, play the whole thing at the end of this episode. Don't go to YouTube. Watch our version. Give us the views. How about that?
That's right. Yeah. Just keep it on in the background while we're finishing the show.
Money.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah. They're doing that with Indiana Jones. Did you see the new? There's a new Indiana Jones coming out.
No. Which was bad because even the last one.
It's, now all it's the just old. Indian Jones. Hello.
Oh, need Indian Jones. I don't want to go to Temple of Doom.
Snakes? I love snakes.
Indiana Jones, can you please save me? No. First, we have to go to... This is my friend Bruce Wayne going to help.
I haven't watched the Indiana Jones movies in a long time.
All on Disney right now. They're every on single one's on Disney Plus.
Are they good for a kid? Good rewatch value?
I tried.
They don't hold up.
Yeah, I tried. A little guy knows right away when it's old. He's like, this is an old movie.
Yeah, the problem is, dude, it's just... The movies look so good now that it's the same way that we would look at a black and white movie as a kid.
Yeah.
It's just like you're like, this feels really old timey, and it's just
the sound is
whatever.
Bad.
It all just kind of stinks. Yeah. And a little kid is just, you know, they got to really. Like, I tried to show my kid Goonies, just didn't give a fuck at all. Any of those, the Never Ending Story. What is this?
Didn't even want it.
The fuck is that, Elliot Page? Get the fuck out of here. Everything's flying in the air.
No, dude.
Stranger Things is like cool, you know?
Yeah.
To get like a little old vibey, but it's kind of dark, so you gotta be careful. But
yeah, no.
But there's nothing old that's good. It's tough.
Yeah. No, they're good, but they just don't. They don't.
But the Home Alone's are good.
As a kid, I mean, I remember, I just don't remember even the plot really of Indiana Jones. I just remember like. Just scenes. I just remember them eating the monkey brains.
Yeah, the first one was kind of long and a
then
lot of
I remember
of talking.
The politician pulling the gun out and blowing his brains onto the wall.
Which one was that?
And then number two? There was, no, I'm thinking of Faces of Death.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I'm sorry. I'm never mind.
He was showing you the monkey brains
the
thing.
I'm thinking of Faces of Death the whole time.
You're like the Kimbo Slice is in the backyard. Yeah. You don't remember when Harrison Ford and Kimbo Slice?
Yeah, dude. Pamela Anderson sucking Tommy Lee's cock.
The bomb squad guy fucks up.
Yeah. They go on Rotten.com. You don't remember that? He has to go to the Temple of Doom on Rotten.com.
Indiana Jones parachutes into the alligator pit.
Dude, yeah, no, but
it's hard.
Temple of Doom, it was, you know, him pulling the guy's heart out through his chest.
That was the good one. Temple of Doom was supposed to be a kids' movie. It was more for kids.
I think the Grail was good one. The Holy Grail was great too.
That's the third.
I saw that in camp, summer camp. Mm-hmm. So it was essentially. I realized now I was describing what summer camp was to my son this morning, and I realized it's just for fucking poor kids who had two parents that both had to go to work. So day camp, where they'd be like, "All right, summertime's here. And there's no school, but guess what? You're going to school.
Guess what? Nobody's gonna home. Yeah,
go play dominoes.
Guess what? I got to do Uber Eats. I got to work.
Go sit in a classroom in the summer and watch a movie.
Well, that's what it is. Except you could also do like trips, right? So the really poor kids would go, and you would sit in the cafeteria of the elementary school, and you play pick up sticks and check. And fucking, you know, jump rope and fucking kickball. But they would also have school buses, and you would go bowling, or you would go to a public pool, sometimes an amusement park. Very often, movie day would be Friday, right? Fridays. And it was cheap for like the camp kids. It was like $1 per kid or whatever. The movie theaters would open it up. But I saw a bunch of movies that now I think about it as an adult would have been super inappropriate. Young Guns 2, saw that. Whatever year they came out, Shannon, look up Young Guns 2.
The first one was horrible.
I don't even remember the first one.
The podcast stunk.
That's what I meant.
Dude, right, Shannon?
Young Guns 2, there was a scene where the chick was naked on a horse. And they didn't show her naked, but they just showed her from behind and they showed her ass crack. Yeah. And I remember just being a kid being like, yes! Yeah.
Just right. Bricked up.
Yeah,
when Emilio Estevez stands up in the bathtub and you see his ass. Oh, Jesus. That's fucking hot.
Like, that's
he had a
Mighty
ass.
Ducks, right? He's got a hole going on. Yeah. Nice.
But you're right. That girl comes out of the building like in like a boot, like in a hat and a belt, and that's it. Just
yeah,
her
she's
ass.
Naked on a horse and her ass cracked from behind.
You can kiss
pull
my
that
ass.
Seat up, Shannon. Bring that up. Yeah, that'll bring me back to my childhood.
She's like, y'all kiss my ass, and then she drives and she
how
rides
well
away.
Do you remember Young Guns 2? It was a pretty obscure movie, I felt like.
What's the character's name so I know how to look it up?
The girl. Shannon.
I bet if you put Young Guns nude horse.
Yeah.
nude horse. Nude whore. Nude whore Young Guns.
Just I bet the horse is the key to
I don't
this.
Think any of the horses wore clothes.
Yeah, already Bricks in the Racist Live Chat has it.
Yeah.
Let's go Bricks.
Probably knows the movie like you guys.
Shout out to Shannon.
I've never seen this movie.
I've never seen any of them.
You've never seen Young Guns 2 is actually better.
Young Men really was the big was the Bon Jovi song.
Yeah. Dead or Alive.
I'm a cowboy. Oh.
Cowboy on a steel horse I ride.
Perfect.
She, yes, baby. Hello, baby. Nude.
That we'll see if you can find the actual scene because I want to see it in live action.
Smell that saddle a after a day,
too. Dude. That I'm just, as a and what year did that come out? Do we know?
Sniff the saddle.
I'm gonna say 89.
No, maybe 91. I had to be a little older.
You think so?
I was born. In
I think Young Guns came out in 87. I think this came out in 89.
It's all the same.
90.
90. Oh, I was split 8. The difference. I was 8 and I saw that chick's fucking ass crack and I was like, yeah, 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 yeah. I looked like that little blind kid. I was like,
like the
mask,
like licking
my cheeks and my eyes.
he's got the Young Guns disease. We made the mistake of showing like a child.
Look at this. Oh yeah, the whole baby, dude, yeah. You see the lip almost.
That's a great
ass. Oh my god.
Dude, at 8 years
golly.
Old.
Golly.
This
Whoa,
was
golly.
Lincoln County.
This was bunk. Also, I'm in a summer camp with a bunch of other children.
Oh, yes.
Dougie,
baby.
That shit was fucking wild.
Oh, God.
That got me fucking going, doggy.
Yeah.
Remember, just nudity as a kid, it was just the fucking bomb.
It was
bomb,
the best.
Dude. So here, it was also great because usually when you see a movie with nudity at that age, right?
Yeah.
Your mom's there. So there's a sense of awkwardness. You can't really like, but it's just me and my boys.
So you guys were like,
dude, it was like, fuck, it was nuts. Fuck. Fuck.
But there's so, a thing. Anthony's just like, it's the Emilio. Yeah.
And they're like, what? Like nothing.
Well, what's happening now that they're doing these super high definition transfers of all these movies, scenes like that where it was just her butt, now with the high definition, you're seeing a little burger in the back.
Yeah.
I feel like, dude, that was.
A little smash burger.
Almost puss, doggy. Yeah. Go back to that. Pull
like,
it up here. That was a tight fucking ass for a fucking red-headed white bitch. Yeah. What is that actress? Is that a body double? That ass was fucking.
I like.
That could be a body
that was,
I like.
That was righteous for a chick in the fucking 90. 1990 for a white bitch. Go up and do it again, Shannon. Bring it back.
But then you.
That must be a body double. Cause you don't see her face, right?
Yeah.
No, but correct. Then
I bet that's a porn chick.
I wonder if she's got full red bush. I'm hoping red.
Hey,
bush.
Darling, do the carpets match the drapes?
Hey there, darling.
Ding.
I reckon.
But yeah, they say in a lot of movies now you're seeing burger, or I think they had a re-edit Terminator because his balls were out in a bunch of scenes.
Dude, yeah.
When he's walking around naked in the beginning,
Morty,
he's like crouched.
Sucking my balls, Morty.
Because it's HD, you can see it a lot better, and you just see full package.
Do you guys remember Dust to Dawn when she had her feet in Quentin's mouth?
Yeah,
that was like my first.
You can
thing
see her schnitzel. Oh yeah,
and Species has a big sex scene too. The movie Species, but anyways.
Yeah. Oh, when she Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek, Dust to Dawn, foot in the mouth.
Oh yeah, that one. Ooh, I've talked about that before. Too. I watched that with my mom, and I remember being like extremely turned on.
So
and my mom
turned on too.
One of the biggest quotes of my mom ever that I'll never forget.
So I eat the corn out of her shit.
No, she says. No, she said, if I had a dick, it would be hard right now.
Oh, wow! Your mom's real ass,
man. Your
mom
was a real ass dude.
She was.
She's a real ass dude. Wow,
nice.
She had a bad
attitude. She's a real ass dude. She's dead. That's the sentence.
That's not funny. That's
There's no headstone on her grave.
She's dead now.
So unmarked. She's was it like in a ditch somewhere?
Unmarked. Like she's Billy the Kid in Young Guns too.
It's an old frail woman who comes to visit it now and then.
She's a dead ass mom. Dead ass mom. If she had a dick, it'd be hard.
My condolences.
Yes, I'm about that.
That's really not sad.
It's okay. It was a long time ago, folks.
That doesn't make it any easier.
Apologize.
It does.
It literally does.
You really think it does?
Time heals.
Anything we can do.
Imagine I was still broken up about it like it was day one. Say every day. I'm sorry.
You must have it.
For 10 years.
You should have did that on Tucker. You should have did that on Tucker Carlson. By the way, the politics are gay. 20 years.
Meanwhile,
it's a shitty podcast.
Meanwhile, your chick's at home right now. Like he wakes up like that. Like
yeah, I was gonna say he comes home and he just hits the wall and starts crying.
One of the birds reminded him of his mom, and he hasn't stopped crying since.
Mom,
if I had a dick, it'd be hard.
Well, no, there's you know it's funny. That's very funny.
There's a bird that goes and falls out of the tree.
No, there is a bird that we also heard this morning. My girlfriend told me that she was like, "That's called the morning bird," and I was like, "Oh, that's a nice name. Like you hear it in the morning." She's like, "No, no, no. It's called the morning bird. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G because it sounds like a mother." Mourning for her dead child.
Oh my god. What the fuck's going on in Jersey?
Yeah, MOURUN.
What the fuck is happening with these birds in Jersey? Oh, that's the rape son bird. Yeah. That's the lost kid bird. Dad!
That's the moron bird.
Pull up the morning bird sound right now. There's an app. There's an app where you, while the birds, this is where I'm at in my life. This is what an old man I'm becoming. There's an app. This is like the next level of bird watching.
Bird app?
Yeah, where you play the sound. They listen for the birds, and then they identify the birds for you.
Almost had a stroke. That's a stroke bird.
Yep.
Oh yeah. That's nice and peaceful. It's nice. It's not, you know. Your son waking up to somebody bird. Coming into his room.
It sounds like, why? Yeah. Why?
Yeah. The mating sound of the Gomez. Kua! Kuka kuka!
All right, this is fucking fun. This has been a great show.
It's been always a great show with Mike. Oh, Mike's so great.
You're so great.
What happened?
Same
what
impression.
I
did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the best part of all of this.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, fuck.
Yesterday, we forgot that it was Shannon's birthday.
Oh, no. Aww. You forgot.
But we didn't.
Can I make you feel better and say it's Friday is my birthday?
Oh, why are they saying it was yesterday then?
No, it's 6-9. 6-9
oh, you cunt.
69.
No, forget it.
Wait, Louis, but my birthday was June 3rd, so you could do it for my birthday.
It was your birthday. That's what I saw.
No, my birthday was June 3rd.
But somebody said it was Shannon's birthday.
Well, her
birthday
is June 9th, so we had a birthday episode yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh.
Do you want to give me
why'd
cash?
Why'd I spend $80 on a fucking vegan cake? You fucking.
They got another vegan cake? We had one yesterday.
Wait,
Shanny, that cake
$80.
Was
$80.
Yeah, that's the cake number two.
$80.
I'll eat it.
We're not
really
doing
good.
A show on Friday.
Happy birthday to Shannon.
Cha cha cha.
Happy birthday to you.
In 2 days.
Dad. Happy birthday, dear Shannon.
Thanks, guys.
Happy birthday to you.
Now show them the bitch booth. Come on. Go to the bitch booth. Come on. Do a little dance for us.
Yeah.
Show them how you
all right, guys. So what we got here is a pure vegan cake, and my tits are hard.
And Shannon. Coming up to the stage.
Coming up to the stage next, we got
cinnamon.
Angry Shannon.
Okay, can I blow on it?
Get those dollar bills.
Oh, yeah. Blow on it.
Shannon,
fuck
blow
yeah.
on him.
Don't forget to try that jicama icing, everybody.
Well,
I want to try this vegan cake. I'm back on keto, but I'll try like a nibble just to see.
It's
$80.
Good for you.
It better
it's
be fucking incredible. No, it's not good
it's
for you.
Health.
It's actually worse. I think they have to put in other shit to like fill it out. To, like,
yeah, it's like, is this corn?
Yeah.
Like, why is it potato starch
filled
in this
with
fucking
soy? Thing? Happy birthday.
Happy
Thank
birthday,
you.
Shannon.
Happy birthday, everybody.
I love you, Shannon. Now I don't feel bad about forgetting your birthday.
No, it's
I thought it was yesterday.
Are you 44? Are you 45? Are you 46?
We're going to be here all day. We don't have enough time, dude. It is fucking slick and thick. Have to come in and record.
Lord knows they're not counting.
Let's fucking bounce. You guys are the best.
That's it.
You guys are the fucking bomb.
Thanks
love you guys.
Us.
We'll check you guys on Friday with another great episode. Until then, peace.
Bye.
That's all, folks.